Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government.
Hello, PITGO listeners. Welcome back to the program. And if you're new, we're so glad to have you here with us today, so please continue to tune in. Today we are talking with Tim Rogers. He's the branch manager at the Mount Hermon Library. Also joining us today is Rhonda Griffin. She's the director of the Pittsylvania County Library System. Now, in addition to being the branch manager, Tim is also a board-certified mental health coach with the American Association of Christian Counselors and a retired pastor. But in addition to these credentials, Tim is, so far as we know, the only certified trainer in Virginia with AARP's Senior Planet. It is his work with AARP that we will talk about today. So welcome to the program, Tim, Rhonda.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. So, Tim, can you tell us about Senior Planet? What is that and who does it serve?
Sure. Senior Planet is the, the senior citizen-facing part of Older Adult Technology Services, which has been around since about 2004. In 2021, they became a nonprofit asset of AARP. So Senior Planet goal is to have senior citizens age with attitude and to remove a lot of the stereotypes associated with growing older, specifically in the area of using technology. And so that's their big focus, to take technology that may seem unattainable to the average senior citizen and to make it more accessible, easier to use, especially in the areas of health and social connections, creativity, finances. How do you use these technology resources as you grow older? And so the acronym Older Adults Technology Services, OATS, they created their senior facing program, which is called Senior Planet. And they're actually Senior Planet centers.
Oh, where? Right. Are there any in Virginia?
No, there's none in Virginia. There's some in Texas, Florida, New York, which is one of the reasons they came up with the licensing program. How do we spread this out so more can take part in it? And so that's how we became involved.
So talk a little bit about the licensing aspect. Like, how did you find out about this? How did you get involved?
I think originally Rhonda received an email, and I can't remember exactly who the contact was, but it was someone from the OATS team and Senior Planet. And she sent it to me because at the time I was the branch manager at Brazel, and we had a large percentage of senior citizens out there. And I've always enjoyed just messing with technology. And so one of the things I found out very quickly at Brazel is people were constantly coming in with questions, especially older adults, about their cell phone, how do I send email, how do I go online, put an application, how do I apply for this benefit. And to me, it was kind of fun because that was something I had dabbled in. And yet on the other end of it is this fear of like, how do I do this? You know, so when Rhonda sent it to me and I read what their program was and how it worked, I thought, gosh, this would be great for Brazel and actually be great for the whole county. So that's how I got involved.
So Rhonda, what sparked you when you received this email?
Well, everything now is moving online. There's so many resources that you can only get online. Tax season is coming up. So when I received the email, you know, I thought of Tim, and he enjoys the technical aspect of it, and he also enjoys teaching. So right now with people coming in looking for online resources, like Tim said, whether it's with health or taxes, we just needed somebody, all communities, I believe, but especially this community, it would be helpful to be able to not have that fear and to be able to come to the library and get trained on the basics of things so you're exposed to this new technology and a little more comfortable accessing what you need online.
Yeah. So you got this email, you looked into it. What did you need to do to become licensed as a trainer?
Okay. What they do is it's a 5-week online training program. It's 2 times a week, about an hour and a half each time. And the reason they chose to go with licensing is so that they can guarantee or ensure that the content is consistent with what they found to be successful in the actual centers, what actually works. And so they train you in how to use the material. And there are live sessions. There's usually 5 to 6 people in the group with you at the time. They offer the program, the training, several times a year. And at the end of the 5 weeks program, you actually have to do an online sample lesson. You have to teach the other group and you critique. After that, the Senior Planet team will review your participation and involvement. You have to agree to do it at least 1 year. Once all that's been done and your facilities have the tools like laptops or computers or tablets, anything you have access to, once you've met those criteria, you pass the course and then they license you. They say, you can represent us. You're representing Senior Planet now.
So when you say keeping the content consistent, what content is that?
Oh, wow. It's awesome. They have basically in 3 tiers. They're hour-long lectures. There are about an hour and a half long workshops, and then they're actually full-blown courses that run about 2 weeks on using computers in various degrees of technology. The lectures are more introductory. For example, we've done a lecture on AI. We did a lecture on how to use your cell phone. Just basically introduction stuff.
Yeah, you did this at the library with patrons there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have done two workshops. One was on getting pictures from your cell phone and sending them to somebody else who has a different kind of cell phone, or how to get them off your email and send them to someone else's email, which was a lot of fun.
And that is real practical stuff.
It's extremely practical.
It gets tricky when everyone has a different cell phone.
The second workshop was using Medline to determine medical services and answer medical questions, which was hilarious because we didn't really get to finish the class. Because once we got into Medline and you're doing it live, it got to be, oh, look, well, type this disease in because I think I got that. Or my cousin got this. Or, oh, look at that medication. It'll make you grow another head if you take that. I'm not going to take that no more. And it's like, oh, my gosh. So it ended up being them just calling out meds and we were typing them in and typing in diseases. But the cool part of it was they're doing it on their phone. I have a laptop. They're pulling out their phones. So how to get it on my phone? Here's how you do it. Here's
really?
How you find it. So that's the whole point. You could see the confidence build as they did it.
Now, what's the age group of the folks that you're doing
this
with?
They prefer 55 and plus, roughly 25% of Pennsylvania counties in that category.
Yeah.
And the median age is actually about 48. So you say, well, they're middle-aged. So, and with technology changing as fast as it does, you can easily get left behind by the time you're 55. It has changed that much.
Is there a cost for this certification?
No, that's one of the requirements. You have to make it free. It can be no charge. The only thing they require is that you give them a phone number or an email. And that's so AARP can see who's using the services so it can remain nonprofit.
Okay.
So what they do is they determine which programs are of interest to people, and AARP uses that marketing information. But other than that, it has to be free.
So the classes that folks take at Mount Hermon are free?
They're free.
Oh, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Did your certification cost anything?
Nope, that was free as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're a nonprofit?
They're a nonprofit.
Now, Rhonda, why do you think this is a valuable tool to offer through the library? And does this kind of speak to the library becoming more than just a place to get books?
It is. Libraries have evolved over the years. So we now offer, as we've always offered, computers or free public computer access. And we've noticed over the years that, people come in and have questions. So this kind of addresses in a classroom type setting some of the questions that we often get. The community, the confidence of the community to be able to access this is just valuable and I think would be help everyone.
What kind of questions do you get?
Well, like Tim was saying, people bring their phones in, they'll have an email on their phone, and they're not sure they want it printed. So we have to show them how to forward it and pull it up on a computer and print something out, or they have pictures. Right now, tax season, like I said, is coming up, so people are coming in asking for tax forms or how to print tax forms, how to submit them online. Not that we do not help with tax forms, but we will print them for you, but we don't offer tax advice. But anything like that, even with the medical questions, we have their online resources that state library provide that people can access. And a lot of times if you go to the doctor and you're diagnosed with something, you're kind of shocked. You don't really know what questions to ask right then.
Mm-hmm.
So we do get a lot of people coming in the library saying, can you help me find out about this?
And really?
That way, yes. And that way they're informed when they go back to the doctor, they have a little better basic understanding and know what questions to ask. So we hope that we believe that we are a safe place where people can come and pretty much ask anything. Tim's knowledge of technology and willingness to help teach, I think, is really helping bridge that divide in our community.
Now, will this service be expanded to other branches, perhaps, in the future?
I certainly hope so. Once the way it's set up with the licensing, right now I'm considered the administrator in our area.
Okay.
So anyone can become a trainer if they go through the program.
Oh, okay.
And so it can be a staff member. It can be actually a patron. Anyone who wants to start goes through the training. Once they go through the training, if they want to offer a course, it can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be at the library. It can be anywhere. If they want to offer a course, all they do is contact me and say, hey, I want to offer this course, and I log it with Senior Planet, and they print out the materials, and there you go. So basically, at that point, I'm adminning, and I'm not actually teaching it. Right now, I'm doing both. So yeah, I would love to have more people volunteer. And again, it doesn't have to be in the library. And since we're the only one in Virginia, it can be anywhere in Virginia.
I guess it would be nice if there was somebody at each of the branches.
Right. And we have had different staff members interested. So there are going to be more classes. And Tim has actually went to different branches too. Getting this started, he's taught both at Brazosville and Mount Hermon. Mm-hmm. Right now, Chatham's doing a little bit of construction. We don't really have a space for it. But I think we do plan on offering these at all the branches.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting from these programs that you're offering?
The people who take it seem to really enjoy it. It's not what they thought it was going to be. You think you're going to go in, I'm going to go in and get bored. Very interactive. Even the lectures, there's a lot of question and answer.
Mm-hmm.
We did one on AI. Only had one person attend, but that one person had a blast because what we did is, let's go ask it questions.
Oh, yeah.
So we got online. We showed, they give you a link. And so we had it create a picture. I forget what it was, like a duck wearing a hat or something crazy, and let it create. Yeah, the participation, those who take part have really liked it. And I hope we get more people involved. Some people don't know what it is. They don't understand. You know, next week we're doing one on online drug research.
Oh.
How do you figure out what medication? Where do you go to find valuable information online about the medication you're taking? Who's reliable? Who's not reliable? How do you determine that? And where do I find that information? Then when I go talk to my doctor, how do I talk to them about what I found? So that's all in there. And it's all very practical. They're working on something now they come up new courses every quarter. Well, the one of them they're working on now is disaster preparedness for seniors. You know, what do you need to have ready to go in the event of a sudden disaster? You say, well, I've got this figured out. It's like, you know, I did part of the initial interview with it, and it's like, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that and hadn't thought about this. And so they're putting that together now, and it'll be available probably, what is this, be March, probably April.
So if folks want to see what classes are coming up at Mount Hermon, how can they find out?
You can check the library's website, Pennsylvania County Library website. You can call the branch.
What's the phone number there? Do you know?
At Mount Hermon?
Mm-hmm.
It's 835-0326.
So say that again.
835-0326. Just give us a call.
Uh-huh.
And you can find out what's going on. We also are talking now with the state representative for ARP,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to start promoting our stuff as well, saying, hey, if you want to take a class, there's one available in Danville.
Oh, okay.
Because they have Senior Planet online. You can go online and do that, but it's all online. You have to, you know, this is actually a physical place to go and with real people.
And Rhonda, where would you like to see these sort of programs go in the county? I mean, how would you like to see it expand?
Well, I would love, as we said, I would love to have it at any of the branches. But also, I mean, if there's a church that wants to provide the classes, they can get certified under Tim and call Tim, or even the senior center, any place like that would be willing to teach them. We would love to partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Tim, Rhonda, thank you for joining us here today. This has been a very informative. I've actually learned a few things about what you can look up online just in this short conversation. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-489-8739.